The Cane Corso and the Pit Bull are two dog breeds that have earned a slightly unfair reputation for being too dangerous to own. However, these dogs are both wonderful and loyal companions for the right owner. As far as appearance goes, there certainly is no mistaking the large Cane Corso for the medium-sized Pit Bull. In physical appearance, personality, and temperament, they are both unique. But when considering adoption, it is especially important to weigh the differences between them. So, Cane Corso versus Pit Bull, how are each of these gorgeous dogs unique, and how will they fit into your lifestyle? Cane Corso versus Pit Bull, physical characteristics of each breed. In physical appearance, the Cane Corso and the Pit Bull are unlikely to be confused for each other. The Corso is a large breed, while the Pit is a medium-sized dog. In every way, the two are distinct from each other and easy to tell apart. However, physical characteristics are important to consider when deciding which dog is right for your lifestyle. The Cane Corso and the Pit Bull have one thing in common, which is both breeds can seem intimidating. Cane Corsos are powerfully built dogs, and Pit Bulls have an undeserved reputation for being aggressive. The important thing with any breed of dog is to consider what is best for the owner, and what is best for the dog. That is why learning all you can about the pet you are considering is the key to finding a new best friend. How big is the Cane Corso? This cannot be overstated. The Cane Corso is a large dog. Cane Corsos are a working-class breed and are built to do just that. A male Corso stands between 25 to 28 inches high and weighs up to 110 pounds. Female Corsos stand between 23 to 26 inches high and weigh up to 99 pounds. Cane Corsos are muscular and lean, with short coats and minimal shedding that come in 5 color variations. The Corso has a large head like the Mastiff breed, with naturally long ears that are traditionally docked for show. The Corso has prominent jowls and is prone to drooling. How big is the Pit Bull? Pit Bulls are smaller than the Corso and are classified as a medium-sized terrier breed. The name is a blanket term that comprises 5 distinct types of dogs that have similar characteristics. Pit Bulls were developed by selectively breeding bulldogs with terriers of diverse types and coloration varying widely. While Pit Bulls are not a large breed, they are quite strong. Male Pit Bulls stand between 14 to 24 inches tall and weigh up to 80 pounds. Female Pit Bulls stand between 13 to 23 inches tall and weigh up to 75 pounds. The breed has a stocky and muscular body with a wide barrel chest and short legs. Pit Bulls have a short coat with little to no shedding and comes in 9 standard colorations. They have large heads with high-set longer ears that are traditionally docked. They have medium-length tails that may or may not be docked. Cane Corso versus Pit Bull, personality and temperament. Like their physical appearance, the Cane Corso and the Pit Bull are unique when it comes to personality and temperament. These factors are key when deciding which dog is right for you. Both breeds are capable of being fantastic companions for the right owner. The Cane Corso and the Pit Bull are both intelligent and strong-willed and require consistent training. Both breeds have the potential to be great family dogs and are good with children. However, one of these breeds takes to children and may become the best babysitter you have ever had. Are Cane Corsos steady and dependable? Cane Corsos are confident and intelligent dogs with a steady and highly loyal personalities. They become quite close to their family and are very protective. The Corso breed was originally developed to guard and protect, and these dogs have not forgotten their roots. The Corso is also called the jack of all trades and has historically been a dependable working dog that learns quickly. However, the Cane Corso needs an experienced, steady owner and requires proper training. The intelligence and confidence of this breed can turn to dominance and aggression. If the Corso does not see its owner as a leader, it will often assume that the job is open and take over. Additionally, a Corso that has been professionally trained and socialized is good with small children and other pets. However, all dogs, no matter how large or small, should be supervised in the presence of young children. Even the gentlest of breeds should be monitored to make sure both the child and the dog are safe. The Pit Bull is a family dog? Pit Bulls have an undeserved reputation for being aggressive and mean. This is due to breeding discrimination due to their use in dogfighting in the news and media. But do not believe the bad press. Pit Bulls can be a bit stubborn, but they are friendly and outgoing dogs. The Pit Bull was originally bred to be a family dog, specifically for families with children. It is often referred to as the Quat, nanny dog Quat, due to its marked loyalty to kids. Pit bulls are highly trainable and intelligent dogs that love praise. However, pit bulls are also known as escape artists. Therefore, it is important to make sure that you are with the dog when it plays outside. This is not the type of dog to stay by your side without a leash and harness, as they are incredibly outgoing. Often, a pit bull will see a new friend or experience and may take off. Unfortunately, due to breed discrimination, your dog may suffer overall. When not with you, it is recommended that a pit bull has a fenced-in yard. Remember to monitor outdoor time even with a fence, because pit bulls are also excellent diggers.